We shift now to domestic politics. Americans who have been embroiled in the aftermath of the Sarah Palin nomination to the Republican ticket have a chance today to see Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail.
To slightly amend my comments from Denver. No way, no how, no McCain, no Palin.
Hillary Clinton as a campaigner for the Obama ticket. It was certainly something that the Democrats projected was going to happen at their convention in Denver. But what does it look like up close? Adam Smith is a political editor for the St. Petersburg Times. He covered Clinton's stop in Tampa, Florida this week. Adam Smith, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing, John.
What do you make of the reference to Palin in this speech, which was in Kissimmee, I believe, on Sunday? How strongly is she evoking the sort of Palin issue as she campaigns for Barack Obama?
Well, she's not invoking the Palin issue very strongly at all. In fact, she's very forceful in campaigning for Obama and suggesting that Obama's the clear choice against McCain. But she made it very clear that she's not going to be an attack dog against Palin. She's not going to be sort of the chief woman surrogate against the other woman. She, except for that reference, she barely mentioned Palin.
What do you think the strategy is there? Is it a sort of a personal decision on Hillary Clinton's part, or is this the party believing that there's a certain vulnerability if they go after Sarah Palin as tough, or, you know, as strongly as she apparently has been going after Barack Obama?
I think it's a couple of things. I think, A, the Democrats and the Obama campaign hasn't quite figured out what to make of Sarah Palin, how to deal with Sarah Palin. And B, I think if you're Hillary Clinton, you barely lost the primary. You're a huge figure in the party, and it's maybe a little belittling if you're expected to be, the one who's supposed to be the attack dog against the vice presidential nominee. I mean, she's campaigning forcefully for Obama, but she did a press conference yesterday. Probably out of 20 questions, out of 10 questions, 8 of them were about Palin, and she wouldn't touch it.
She really wouldn't touch it. I mean, was it just like a no comment kind of a situation, or
it was a Palin is not the issue. The issue is it's not people. It's the priorities and which one of these candidates is going to do more for you. She finally said something effective. We should be proud that Republicans named a woman vice president. That it comes more than 20 years after the Democrats do. But the issue is which ticket is going to do more for you, the voter.
Who's showing up at the Hillary Clinton events in Florida that you've managed to witness? Are there a lot of excited, energized women about the ticket, or is it more the Democratic base that's showing up?
No, it's interesting. I've seen her a whole lot in Florida. Florida was a state that, I think most Republicans would have thought Hillary Clinton was the clear favorite to win Florida, and that really would have – John McCain really cannot win if he doesn't win Florida. But it's a lot of excited women, particularly for Hillary Clinton, also base, a lot of people they're excited about Obama. It's not hard to find at some of these events hardcore Democrats that are still not quite sold on Obama. And yesterday you found some people saying, they wanted to hear Hillary say, just like she did in the convention, why they ought to get on board with Obama.
Any indication from the people you've talked with there in Florida of, how persuasive Palin is in pulling people maybe over to the Republican ticket? Any sense of resentment about her argument, or at least a supposition on the part of the Republicans that maybe Hillary Clinton voters might be attracted to her?
I think the premise that Sarah Palin was going to win over Hillary Clinton voters, all the evidence shows that's just simply not going to happen. Now there is some sign that she may pull over some women voters, some conservative independents and swing voters.
But the jury's out, and we have a long way to go till November. Adam Smith, the political editor for the St. Petersburg Times, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing.
Early look at Hillary Clinton as a campaigner there in Florida.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.